Good morning. It is October 31st, 2012. The time is 6:34 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside. And this is the last day of October, and it is Halloween. And we got word late last night that I guess here in the village, trick-or-treating is back on. So Halloween is not canceled. It was canceled due to the passing storm named Sandy. And I wake up this morning after having 2 days off. It was my weekend, more or less, here. Storm sitting, waiting for the power of Hurricane Sandy, downgraded to a tropical storm. And I don't know what it is now. You can barely make it out on the radar there, for the weather radar, I should say, but there's remnants still around, and the effects are long-lasting, and I guess that's where my thoughts are this morning as I do get up. I'm getting ready to go into work. I'm having my breakfast. I'll be making my lunch here. I'm drinking my coffee, and that's my routine. I guess prior to Sandy making landfall there on the Jersey coast, and by all the models and paths that were given there by the weather people of its travel, 3 days ago I thought we were going to have no electricity. We would be inconvenienced for quite some time, though we do have a backup, a generator, and I do have my solar panels that I've audio booed about, and I think I've done I don't know if I did a video log on those. I'll have to try doing that. But I think on the power side, we were well off, and we did have our baptismal last year during the Great Flood. So I guess I'm just sort of focusing my thoughts in this morning concerning the inconvenience and the loss of a routine that millions of those affected by the storm are going through right now, because I was in those shoes last year. My family and my whole community was in those shoes, and it's not a pleasant thing. The little things that you do when you wake up, and as far as a routine, we have a tendency for getting about, and those are the little simple things are the most precious things when it comes down to when they're not there. So it's something that I'm appreciating this morning by doing this audio boo, that a broken routine from a natural event such as Sandy has quite an impact. And again, I've said this over the last couple of days on audio boos. Thoughts and concerns are out to those down there. I just watched a YouTube of a upstate fire department going down there. Brother has a brother down there in Queens, Breezy Point, that lost his house, and there's a bunch of them going down there to help out, and I'm sure there's help on the way there to the Jersey coast and along the whole eastern seaboard that's affected. And but it is a mind-boggling thing that you prepare and you're ready for the onslaught, and then the onslaught doesn't happen, such as my case, and you can only sit here and be thankful that it didn't, but very concerned and care about those that it has affected. So I'm just getting my day started here, just thinking and appreciating very much the simple things that I do each morning, that my routine is not disrupted, and thoughts and concerns, again, go out to those that are in need in the upcoming weeks. So you all have a good one today, wherever you may be on this blue marble. You all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.